A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your almsgiving may be in secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners, so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face so that you may not appear to others to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is easy to imagine a group of disciples sitting around Jesus, hanging on his every word, as we read the 5th and 6th chapters of Matthew. From the Beatitudes through today's verses, Jesus is mapping out what it is and is not to be a disciple. You are salt for the earth, a light on a stand. Your holiness must be a holiness that surpasses all holiness. When you bring your gift to the altar, be at peace with your sisters and brothers. Say yes when you mean yes, and no when you mean no. Love your enemies. Pray for your persecutors. And when you pray, when you give alms, when you fast, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. This is what you do. The master cartographer, Jesus, hands us the map for a life in authentic relationship with God. The path on this map is the integrity of the disciple. Wouldn't it be simple if having this map meant there is a simple plan that this action fits and this one doesn't? Clear, concise. But instead, on this map, Jesus' disciples are to be both a light on a stand for all to see and most comfortable at home in the inner room. We are to be both at the same time. These are not the contradictions they may seem at first glance. Rather, they are the same realities of an authentic personal relationship with the God Jesus knows. They are the same realities of Jesus' own life. Jesus is inviting us into this personal, intimate relationship he knows in his Heavenly Father. As though taking us by the hand, Jesus leads us step by step closer to the Father's heart, where he Jesus finds his own integrity, energy, passion. passion and conviction. Jesus is taking us to this dear one who gives meaning to all he is and all he does. Think of someone you love, admire, and enjoy being around. How does your body feel when you think of that person? You probably feel expanded, open, light. Now think of someone you fear. What do you feel? Anxious, tight, heavy? Jesus is taking us to someone he loves, admires, and enjoys being around, not someone to fear. His experience of expansion in God is where he knows we will be the most fulfilled. He knows this relationship is capable of filling our lives with meaning and purpose. Our lives are not about anxiety and heaviness or fear. In today's verses, Jesus reminds us that this authentic relationship has to be a personal, one-on-one relationship. He is warning us of how the outer emphasis can keep us from developing the interior contact so necessary for sustaining the heart, the life of a disciple. Only by sustaining the genuine interior relationship with God can we know the integrity of the disciple. You know, it is as tempting today to perform acts of righteousness for all to see as it was in first century Palestine. Jesus' map, with its path of integrity, is as surely needed today as it ever was. Our interior personal relationship with God, or not, is the leaven of our lives. It breathes goodness into us, giving us the depth of compassion and passion for justice that animates beatitude living. Or our lives will be flat. It is our choice. Today, we are the ones sitting here, listening to Jesus, hanging on his every word, seeing the same face of God Jesus sees, knowing integrity is the surest way to authentic discipleship. This is why today we can take Jesus' hand and step onto the path of integrity, where we are at home in the inner room, all the while being the light on the stand. Because to one we are drawn into expands us. The one we are drawn into opens us, draws us into the light.